will be a time of judgment, because I believe that there will be a time of judgment, and that we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. But because we believe that Jesus died and rose again for us, that day will not be a fearful one for us. Awesome. And I imagine that we will tremble. But we will trust and will not be afraid. And it seems to me that it's the presence or absence of fear which marks out the Christian church and the Lord's people, maybe, and the world around us. If I wanted to, I could be very afraid. I could be afraid that the Western world will be engulfed in a nuclear holocaust. It may. But it's not the end of the world. And what I think Jesus is saying is, look, when you see these signs, and I think we just need to be aware of signs, without getting caught up in trying to sort out the day and the time, and try to work out what's happening. But when you see these things happening, he says, when you see, if you like, people fainting with terror at the thought of all that is coming on the world, he says, look up. Stand upright and hold your heads high, because your redemption is near. So if everybody else is cowering with terror, coming down like this, fearful that they are going to be destroyed with this great destruction from above, he says, if everybody else is like this, he says, you stand up. Look up. Your redemption is drawing near. It's something which is born again in us as Christians. Faith, hope, and love. One of my commentators said, when we see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory, he says, at that moment, hope will become confidence. Christ is coming over the world victorious. And then he tells them a story, a parable. He says, look at the fig tree. Or any other tree, he says. I love that. Don't see figs so very often here. You can grow them, but they're rare. Look at any tree. He said, as soon as it buds, you can see for yourselves that summer is near. In the same way, when you see all this happening, you may know that the kingdom of God is near. Now, if the picture of the pudding basin cracking, of terrible destruction coming down is a very frightening picture, there is nothing more innocuous than a tree budding in springtime. It's almost imperceptible. There are no trumpets, there is no cracking, there is no nothing. Apart from a swelling and then an appearing. He says, when you see these things, you can see for yourself that summer is near. And I like the fact that it's summer which is near. He says, when you see these things, whatever signs you may see, whatever you may think about my coming, he says it's a sign of summer. Now, I don't know about you, but I quite like summer. I do like the winter time as well, and the autumn and the spring. But summer is a wonderful time. And if you think about it, you know, in a day before there were supermarkets and deep freezes, the winter could be a hungry time. Diet was pretty plain, probably. The bread, nothing wrong with a nice piece of bread, flat bread maybe, with some little bit of something to dip it into. Summer was a time of plenty, rich variety of fruits and vegetables that would appear. Summer, a sign then, a summer would be a feast. They still talk about the hungry gap, when the last of the summer vegetables have gone and perhaps you've just got a few leeks or whatever, the odd swede to take you through the hungry gap. The budding then is a sign of summer, but it's also a sign of life. There is life within this bush and in this tree. These things we know. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. It's a sign of coming fruitfulness. The coming of the Lord will be a time of summer, a time of life, a time of coming fruit. Stand upright and hold your heads high. It's a new season, if you like. Look. There's an awful lot about looking and seeing and understanding in these words. So he says, be on your guard. Do not let your minds be dulled by a hangover or drunkenness or worldly cares. There's a fair bit that we can do to ensure that we don't get drunk. But worldly cares do come. But he says, don't let them become all-consuming. Be on the alert. And then he says, praying at all times for strength to pass safely through all that is coming and to stand in the presence of the Son of Man. Let me read that again. Praying at all times for strength to pass safely through all that is coming and to stand in the presence of the Son of Man. I don't know whether we will live to see the Lord's coming or whether we will die and be awakened on that day. But Christ is coming over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belong. And it behoves us to live as men and women who are looking forward to that day, not with fear, but with joyful anticipation. I remember as a child, and I was taken to church as a child, occasionally a missionary would come and we would have a slideshow or it was on a reel and you wound it on one. It was like a slideshow, but it was all joined up. And I can remember one time as a child, somebody talking about the way that the country of Brazil was opening up to the good news of Jesus. And he showed us the picture, a very famous statue, which I'm sure you've all seen pictures of. Some of you may have seen. Standing over the great city of Rio de Janeiro, the statue of Christ the Redeemer. You can picture that picture of Jesus with his arms outstretched, looking down on that city with compassion and love. Earlier this year we went to Norway, and in the city, I think it was of Buda, And many of the Norwegian cities had to be rebuilt after the war because they had been destroyed by bombing. And similarly, there is a picture of Christ in majesty on the west end of the cathedral in Buda, I think. And when you look at Christ, I think I talked about this last time, didn't I? Maybe I did. There are the the holes in the hands of Jesus, the marks of his nails. So if you like, Advent is in sign language, "Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus." The people of Rio look up and see the figure of Christ the Redeemer standing over them. As Christ the Redeemer will again come, not just over the city of Rio, but over all the world. Now what happens after that in terms of the judgment of the saved and the "I'm content to leave to the Lord"? What I want to say to you folks is this: we who are the Lord's, we who know the Lord, need not fear that coming, nor that day. If we live to see days of terror, when people are fainting for fear, we need to be able to stand up and look up and say, "Christ is coming over the world victorious. Have confidence in him. Put your trust in him. Not the princes of this world, nor the peacekeepers of this world. Look for the keepers and the peacemakers of the kingdom of God. Portents will appear in the sun, the moon, and the stars. Nations will stand helpless, as they do today, not knowing which way to turn. People will faint. Then they will see the Son of Man, the Son of Man, coming in a cloud, not a deluge, but a cloud, his power and great glory. And when all this begins to happen, stand upright and hold your heads high, because your redemption is near." Amen.